Are you ready to leverage speaking as your best form of marketing? There are over 7,500 events looking for speakers every single day. Speaking positions you as the expert in the room, but you probably don't know where to start. So I created this great resource called the Directory of Places to Speak. This resource will help you get started today. So head on over to speakandstandout.com/directory to grab your free copy now. Don't miss this opportunity to be the expert speaking to audiences filled with your ideal clients. Have you ever attended an in-person or virtual meeting and the host or the president of the association gets up to say, "Sorry, our speaker couldn't make it"? It happens all the time and a lot more than you actually think. You could be the person who saves the day for the meeting planner and the attendees. So stick around because we're going to talk more about that.
You're listening to Be In Demand, the podcast for honest advice, inspiring stories, and ideas for growing your business by leveraging the expert that you are. I'm your host, Loria Mirabito, business mentor, and I'm also a reformed painfully shy girl, red wine lover, and exercise enthusiast. Join me as I share how being positioned as the expert in your industry, even if it's a busy one, will help you stand out and be the one in demand to hire and work with.
Welcome back, everybody. Can you believe it? This is episode 199. I can't believe it. 3.5 years later went by like in a snap since I started this podcast. And episode 200 is next week. And I am going to be having some giveaways, some prizes, some very special things are going to be happening. And all you have to do is listen to the podcast episode and share it on social media and like a little hashtag or tag me in that, especially over on Instagram or over on Facebook, and you will be entered to win some fun prizes. Anyways, let's get on to what we're going to talk about. I'll talk more about episode 200 a little bit, but I just joined this membership and I was on my very first group meeting and the host came on to say, well, the person that was supposed to speak couldn't make it because everybody in their household is sick. And, you know, he turned it around and he was just like, hey, we're just going to do like a Q&A session. So like, what are some of your big questions today? So we really had the host, we had his undivided attention. But this really happens all the time, more than you realize. And this really does put the host in an uncomfortable position. I mean, in this particular case, like, you know, it's a sick household. She probably had some small children who are very ill, or maybe she has some parents that she had to take care of. But it happens. But as the host, you might not have had like a backup plan. If you were running a meeting and you're like the president or you're the meeting planner, like you're not a speaker. You're the one who finds the speakers. But if you were ready to speak, ready to go, this is where the get ready to be ready for that time when a friend or the vice president of the association that you're a member of, that you belong to, calls you and asks you to fill in because they already knew like the day before that, you know, their speaker wasn't going to be able to make it. This happened to me. This happened to me like one day, somebody called me who was from the leadership of an organization that I was a member of. And it was just like, hey, Lorianne. And we just had a lovely conversation. She said, you know, we don't have a speaker tomorrow. Could you fill in? Well, I'm a speaker. The answer was yes. And she was like, oh, thank you. Like she was genuinely relieved. And so apparently she called the president afterwards and said, I got us a speaker. Lorianne's going to come and speak. And I guess like the president, like the hearsay, it was, oh my God, how did you get her to say yes? She's like, well, all I did was ask her. And it was true. I can impromptu speak. You know, they could have asked me when I walked in and I would have been able to put something together pretty quickly for this group of people. And these are my friends. These are people that, like, I know them. They're like colleagues. So the big point is you want to get ready to be ready. Do you have a presentation that you can pull out of your back pocket? And whether it's a 60-minute presentation, 45-minute presentation, a 30-minute presentation, like you just need a presentation that you can basically do anything from 15 minutes to 60 minutes. You know, 60 minutes being, you know, that might be a little bit more time. But one of the things that I teach my clients and my students inside in-demand signature speech is I help them craft their speech in a way that's like building blocks. So literally, if a meeting planner came up to you, because it happens all the time, the person that was speaking before you just went 15 minutes over, can you cut your speech down to 45 minutes? And my students are always like, oh yeah, sure, no problem. Because what they're doing is they're just taking out a block that they were going to speak on. And if they had slides, they just go in and they just delete those slides. No big deal. They make the meeting planner look like a rock star. But this is also a great strategy to use when getting booked. As a matter of fact, I was just talking to a woman. She lives outside of New York City. We just did an informational session where she was allowed to pick my brain. And I shared with her, like, you're in a big city. One of the ways that you can get on more stages is by contacting conference organizers, meeting planners, and like, hey, I see that you have a conference that's coming up, a meeting that's coming up. You know, I'm just curious if you have all of your speakers slots filled yet. You're just asking a question. You're opening the door to the conversation. They might say, yes, we have all of our speakers. Fantastic. I just want you to know that I'm a local speaker. And if you find yourself in a bind, feel free to reach out to me. A lot of times, meeting planners are going to be very open and receptive to that. And be like, oh, okay. Like, I live north of Boston. There's a lot of conference organizers and even convention centers that are right here in Boston. And I've done this before. I will let people know I am available that day if you find yourself in need. And they are very receptive. And what I'll do after that, and this is what I suggested to this woman, is I will send you some links so that you can see, like, the person, just in case you need to call me. You don't want to call some newbie, but I want you to feel comfortable knowing that I can fill in. And I have done this and I've gotten booked. I have been that substitute speaker, so to speak. And I've also gotten future bookings from that as well, because they knew that, oh, she's able to fill in. And then they're looking at some of my links. So they're seeing me speak so that the next time they're actually putting a meeting together or a conference together, it's like, oh, how about that woman who speaks on this particular topic? So this is also like just a great strategy. It's almost like a backdoor strategy. And it's not a right here, right now strategy, but it is kind of a long game, because you also don't know what the theme of their meeting is that they are currently planning. So make sure you send them some links for them to review, whether it's audio like a podcast or whether it's some video or even some live stream. Just let them get a feel for your personality, your content, and your style. And you just never know. Substitute speaking might be the best thing for you. Yeah, it's a little bit of impromptu. It's a backdoor method, and it helps you build that reputation with meeting planners, because they're going to be like, oh my God, this person wore like a red cape, saved my job. And they're going to remember that. And then you get to start building that relationship with them and having beautiful conversations, whether it's before or after you speak, or even before or after their conference. So definitely use this method. So get ready to be ready is the moral of this story. And number 200. My 200th episode is next week. I'm going to be having some giveaways. So all you have to do is listen to the episode, share it on social media, because what I'm trying to do is I want to celebrate with as many people as possible. I want as many people listening to my 200th episode as possible, because I've got giveaways. So being able to share this on social media, whether it's Facebook or Threads, or LinkedIn or Instagram, but just if you would tag me and I'll be able to find that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to enter your name as many times as you share on social media, whether you're sharing on your Instagram feed, your stories, over on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to get your name entered into a hat, and I'm going to be pulling them with some prizes. I've got some ideas on some prizes. So it's not just going to be like, hey, here's a Starbucks gift card, but I actually might have some swag that I'm actually going to be sharing with people also. There's going to be a new graphic coming next week. I'm very excited about this. It's very beautiful, but still very familiar. You're going to still recognize it. And there'll be some other fun things that are coming next week as well. So I don't want to give too much away, because the 200th episode, I'm really going to just be reflecting and also sharing with you some of the new exciting changes that are coming to the Be In Demand podcast, and how you, can actually be a guest on the show. That's right. I'm going to have some great, I don't want to give it all away, but I just want you to know that there's going to be some opportunities for you who's in the audience to come on to the show. So let's end it there, okay? But there's going to be some fun things that are happening next week, so I hope that you'll join me. But until then, I want you to be in demand.
Thanks for hanging out with me. Be sure to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And join me over in my private Facebook group for more tips, community, and free trainings. You'll find the link in the show notes. You can also help this podcast reach more listeners by leaving a review. And as a thank you, each month I pick one of my reviewers to win a free coaching call with me. So if you haven't done so already, please leave a review, and you could be the next winner.